You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Coming your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour once again here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes here in studio. Ryan on the other side of the glass today. He is going solo, filling in for Isaac, who is off today. Got a good show for you coming up. We will have our topic of the day. We're back on Friday topic trail, and we'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment. We can tell you about that right now. We're going to talk about the top former athletes that have turned into announcers over the years. From the past, present, can't say future, or maybe you can. Who's going to be a good analyst or broadcaster who is involved in professional athletics right now? We're going to talk about that with you here today. We'll get those texts rolling here in just a little bit. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day on the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. And Mark, unfortunately, we start off with the breaking news. You heard it at the top of the hour from ESPN. Just coming out, actually, probably about 2:50 Central Time. But one of the legends, one of the absolute legends, not only in the National Football League, but I think in all of sports and beyond, has passed today at the age of 87. The great Jim Brown has passed away.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Scott, and everyone out there. And certainly one of the best to ever play the game. I mean, that's not an understatement by any means. Interesting, he cut his career short to go into acting. And his film credits are pretty long.
Pretty long indeed.
Loved him in The Dirty Dozen.
Who didn't?
He only played 9 years in the NFL, kind of reminiscent of Barry Sanders. Sanders didn't have an acting career, but cut his time short in the NFL to pursue acting and did well. He was an activist of note, but as a football player, never saw him play per se. Certainly seen a lot of film of him. One of the best to ever do it, as I said.
You can make a pretty good argument that Jim Brown is the best running back to ever play in the National Football League. He is the only running back still to this day to average over 100 yards per game. I mean, we kind of take that for granted, and especially now with the running back position devalued, basically, in the world of the National Football League. And as we've said many times, everything is cyclical. It's going to come back, but I don't think we're ever going to see anyone average 100 yards a game like Jim Brown did.
No, and I mean, if you're have a 1,000-yard season anymore, it's not that noteworthy. That means you're averaging 55 yards a game or thereabouts. But he led the league in rushing 8 of his 9 seasons. And in the heyday of the Browns, for sure.
Last Cleveland World Championship, 1964, I do believe, and Jim Brown was the centerpiece of that team. Thoughts welcome on the text line at 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in here today. And Cyclone Tim liked him in Mars Attacks. I did not see that one. I did not see that one, but Tim, I will take your word as far as that one is concerned. 3422 says it pretty distinctly. He was a man among boys, gets thrown around a lot, but Jim Brown in capital letters, was the man among boys. Thank you, 34-22. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see running backs aren't going to get the amount of carries that Jim Brown did back in the day. I mean, it was first down run, second down run, even sometimes on third down, you ran the ball. And now running, it's a passing sets up the run now. That's the thinking as far as the National Football League is concerned. And man, that's a big one to absorb today.
Yeah, as good as Sanders and Walter Payton and Gale Sayers and on and on and on, as good as those guys were, you just have to look at the statistics and the what Jim Brown did. Came out of Syracuse. Brown's got a lot of mileage out of Syracuse, guys.
Yeah.
I think. But you got to put him at the top of the list.
No doubt, top three of all time, but like I said, you can make a pretty good argument that he was numero uno as far. And think about what he could have done if he elongated his career. If he could have gone, you know, three or four more years.
Sanders as well.
Yeah, and Barry Sanders as well. And, you know, Barry was tremendous. Did get to see all of Barry Sanders' career. Saw the day that he broke the record in Ames against Iowa State. Sorry, Cyclone fans out there. Talked to Matt earlier today. Sorry, Matt, to do that, but it was an amazing day. you know, Barry Sanders wasn't the physical guy, though, that Jim Brown was.
Not at all.
And Jim Brown was a tremendous athlete as well. I mean, you talk about guys like Wilt Chamberlain, was a multi-sport athlete. Jim Brown was a tremendous athlete as well. Tremendous multi-sport athlete. And we will miss him. The world will miss Jim Brown.
Yeah, he was 6'2", 230. And Sanders was less than 6 foot. Different types of runners. He was a big guy who was very, very talented.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we remember the late, great Jim Brown, who passed away today at the age of 87. We're going to get to our topic. Already got people weighing in here today. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Our topic, by the way, former athletes that have turned broadcasters, and who are the best ones? And who do you think is going to be a future athlete that's going to be become a broadcaster? We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. No, Mark, I did not stay up last night for the four overtimes to watch America's team, the Florida Panthers, win game one against the Carolina Hurricanes last night, even though it was only, what, 15 seconds into the fourth overtime. Somebody, I think, in the locker room said, okay, enough of this. Let's go. But that's what makes playoff hockey, man.
Four overtimes, one of the longest games in NFL history. I think it ranks sixth.
NHL.
Or NHL, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But kind of bouncing back and forth, looking at the 1957 draft in which Jim Brown was the sixth overall pick. Some good names ahead of him.
Who were they?
Well, I don't want to short shrift Florida in that hockey game last night.
Well, no, you're not going to. I just wanted to throw it out there just to see if anybody stayed up and watched all four overtimes.
Paul Hornung, number one.
That's not bad.
No. John Arnett, a halfback out of USC, went to the Rams. John Brody turned out pretty well for the 49ers.
Quarterback for the 49ers. Where'd he go to school?
He went to Stanford.
Okay.
Ron Kramer, a great offensive lineman, went to Green Bay with the fourth pick. They had two of the top four picks that year.
Not bad.
And then Pittsburgh took a guy named Len Dawson.
Yeah, and thankfully it did not work out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thank you.
And then the Browns took Jim Brown.
Not a bad little draft.
It's pretty good top part of the draft.
Yeah, Not bad. 319-366-1600 here at 314 on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thanks for tuning in. Do appreciate it here today as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. It is day two of the PGA Championship going on at Oak Hill, the East Course in Rochester, New York. Light rain falling right now, and temperature not too bad. Wind is up again today. They are expecting windier and rainier conditions tomorrow. They have got the pins tucked in corners like you would not believe today. It is a tough scoring day. And Canada right now, as Corey Connors keeps pouring in 12 to 15 foot par putts. That's a key in major championships. And right now he's got a one-stroke lead over another red-hot putter, Keegan Bradley, who's making everything. And world number two, Scotty Scheffler, is on the course right now at minus four. And they are battling right now.
Victor Hovland and Bryson DeChambeau at minus three. Only 11 players under par right now. Zach Johnson having a good day, cross your fingers, so far. He is even par through nine holes on the day, and he's looking at a 7 to 8 footer for birdie on number one, his 10th hole of the day. He's inside the cut line right now, but plenty to play. And I'm going to submit the story of the tournament right now, one of them is Michael Block.
Yes.
Who many of you do not know but are going to come to know before the weekend is out. He's a club pro out of Mission Viejo, California. This is his fifth PGA Championship. He has played in 20-some PGA Tour events, never finished higher than, I think, 69th, something like that. But he has put together back-to-back rounds of even par 70. And right now, he's not only the low PGA of America entrant, tied for 12th.
He might be the only PGA pro to make the cut.
There's one other guy who's kind of lurking on the cut line, but Michael Block. And if you've heard him being interviewed, he's a delight.
Oh, yeah, they talked to him yesterday.
He's a delight.
Walking up the fairway, and they asked, hey, can you hear me? And he said, yeah, how'd you like that shot? Hey, he's got nothing to lose, right?
They needed to get a camera at his club in Mission Viejo. All the members gathered around, maybe playing gin.
Maybe having a beverage or two.
Maybe drinking a gin.
It's just past lunchtime out in California.
Yeah,
though.
That's great fun for them out there. But, God, I hope he continues it.
And he even had, I don't even want to say it, for many reasons. I will not say it. He had a shot go to the right today on a par three and made a double and still shot even par 70. If you're a golfer, you know what I'm talking about.
And if you have a tournament tomorrow like
yes,
you do.
And I'm not angering the golf gods. Not angering them whatsoever. But
it's a great story.
It is. Scotty Scheffler, one out. Bryson DeChambeau is two out of the lead. We've got two Canadians in the top seven. Taylor Pendrith. Up there as well. Three in the top seven. Adam Svensson. They are not far from Canada, Mark. I mean, you can't see it, but it's on the other side of Lake Ontario from Rochester. So they love the cold weather and a little rain. That's not going to hurt anybody that's got the maple leaf on their bag.
Not at all. And Zach Johnson did make that birdie on number one. He is one under on the day, three over for the tournament, and currently tied for 36.
Not bad. Not bad. Right now, the projected cut line is at plus five. Fives are in. Sixes are out at the present time. Big names on both sides of the docket. Those that are going to get in, those that are not going to get in. Oak Hill's winning right now. Let's just say that. The golf course is winning, and you and I talked about this earlier. If you gave me right now, considering what may be coming tomorrow, and they may actually, with the rain and everything coming, they'll probably move some tees up. They're going to soften the golf course as far as they're going to make it as playable as possible. They don't want to embarrass these guys. That's for sure.
Not too much.
Not too much. I think it's great. I love when a golf tournament does not go. Listen, there's no point in these 26 under par winning scores or anything like that. You don't. Yeah, it's, I guess, birdies are fun, but this, I'd rather watch a tournament where you're 4 or 5 under par is going to win. Make these guys struggle a little bit.
And I think that's what you're going to have because the weather is not forecasted to be very good tomorrow. Maybe a half, 3/4 of an inch of rain, probably some wind. Sunday will be nice. That's what the forecast says, but tomorrow is going to be another challenge. Like today is.
Yeah. If you get to, I mean, you come through today and tomorrow with, I mean, even plus one, 71, 72, if you just put yourself in a position, Zach is not out of it right now. There is no way he is out of this thing right now. Got to make the cut, got to finish it up, but still, he's in good position. He's in good position. 319-366-1600 here at 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll get to our topic coming up for you here in just a little bit. Talking about the weekend coming up, one, not only the PGA Championship, but one other piece of news I wanted to get. Well, first of all, I did want to get to this. And this, if you did not see it and you're a golfer, Golf Channel had a terrific story on Sean McKeel, who won the PGA Championship 20 years ago, and his struggles with really the demons of winning the PGA title 20 years ago. Said that Wanamaker trophy weighs 29 pounds, and he goes, it was the heaviest 29 pounds of my life. He never recovered after winning it because, Mark, everybody had him as one of the, and in this era, and we do lists as well, we're just as guilty of it as anybody else, but he was put on every list of worst players to ever win a major, and he never got over that. To this day, it still bothers him. Never won again after that PGA title.
No, he didn't, and it was an interesting story, and he joins guys like Ben Curtis and Todd Hamilton who've won majors, but not much else.
Jack Fleck was on that list, too.
Jack Fleck out of the Quad Cities, who beat Ben Hogan back in the 50s in one of the greatest upsets in golf history. But it has been proven more than once that winning a major championship can be a burden, both in the short term and the long term, in McKeel's case. And the thing about it is, his name will always be on that trophy.
Yes, it will. And he had the honor of hitting the first shot this week at the PGA Championship. He teed off first at number one 20 years after his victory at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. Other thing I want to get to this weekend before we get to a scoreboard update, we're going to update you on state track and field going on at Drake Stadium in Des Moines as well. As I don't say this very often, but I'm looking forward to NASCAR this weekend. They're going back to North Wilkesboro, which is like, Mark, it is akin to the NFL in the old days playing exhibition preseason games at places like Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, which happened twice, Mark, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
There were two NFL preseason games here in Cedar Rapids back in the day. They used to play preseason games in places like Cedar Rapids, Iowa, back in the 50s to, just get a little bit more coverage and a little bit more eyeballs that usually don't get to see the NFL. At any rate, NASCAR is going back to North Wilkesboro this weekend. Little tiny track that was basically abandoned by NASCAR in their heyday in 1996. That was the last time they ran a race there because it was too small. At that time, it only seated, I think, a little bit over 10,000. They've added a few more grandstands, but not many. It went into disrepair, and now with kind of the, and like I've said before, everything's cyclical, Mark, 27 years later, Here we go. Back at it at North Wilkesboro for the NASCAR All-Star Race coming up on Sunday. Trucks are going to race tonight, too, at North Wilkesboro. They've had races all through the week. Great to have that track back. The roots of NASCAR, they're talking about maybe a few more races down the line, maybe not the Cup Series, but some other tracks as well that have been long forgotten by NASCAR. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great.
Well, it's your suggestion. I'll tune it in for a little bit and just to get a look at the facility, I suppose. I don't remember them racing there.
It's been 27 years.
27 years ago. So I'll add it to my list for the weekend.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right, 325. We're going to take a break coming up in a little bit. But first, going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're online at emilshideaway.com. Open at 4 o'clock. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And you can also wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar or bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area at Emil's Hideaway, what do we have?
Short one today. We've got the Division III regional softball tournaments going on. Co has just concluded after an opening round victory over Transylvania yesterday.
Ooh.
How about that?
Great headline in the Gazette, by the way.
Yes, it was. The Cohawks defeated by Wisconsin Whitewater today, 3-2. Iowa playing in the National Invitation softball tournament. That game scheduled at 1 o'clock. I'm still looking for an update. Iowa playing South Dakota State at this point. Major League Baseball, I believe everything going on tonight on the schedule, but Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros is going to be back on the field. He has missed 43 games with a thumb injury. Yeah, just what the Astros needed.
Yeah, just what they needed.
Jose Altuve.
And they've done just fine, thank you.
But good for him.
Without Altuve. And just wanted to see exactly where they are. In the standings, 2 games behind Texas at 24-19. So
They're fine.
State track and field going on right now at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. They are through the second day of 1A and 4A through 10 events. Boys Class 4A Johnston is your team leader with 47 points just ahead of Linmar and City High. Linmar with 45 points, City High with 41 points right now. Iowa City West is in the fifth spot. That is Boys Class 4A. Boys Class 1A, Mount Air leads with 30 points. Lisbon is in a tie for second right now with Akron Westfield. Columbus Junction is in there at the number four spot. As far as girls team results right now through day number two in Class 4A, Waukee Northwest, your leader with 43 points. Ankeny, 1 point behind with 42. Pleasant Valley is in third. Kennedy is in a tie for 7th. City High is in a tie for 10th. And in Class 1A girls, AGWSR continues the lead. They have 24 points with Pekin with 21 points right now. Midland is in the 11th spot. Taking a look at some of the results, and if I miss some, I do apologize, there are a lot of events. A lot of things to take care of here. Also, let's see. Mark, congratulations to your niece. Kennedy Axmere got second in the 1A today. Was that discus or shot?
Discus. She had a good day. Was beaten by a freshman from Pekin who was very, very talented. But second for the second year in a row. Nothing to sneeze at, I guess.
No, it is not. Nina Howard of Springville. Wins the Class 1A 400-meter hurdles for the Orioles in 104.90. Congratulations to her. Also, earlier on today, Stinus of Cal Wheatland got her second gold medal today at the state track and field meet. And on the boys' side of things, from earlier on, Nick Gorsuch of Linmar. He won the 4A 400-meter hurdles for the Lions today in the sixth fastest time in state history at 51.80. So congratulations to Gorsuch. Abu Sama, the Iowa State football signee, won the long jump in 4A for Southeast Polk earlier on today. And also, Iowa City West with a big win in the 4A boys distance medley relay as the Trojans took first place in that particular event. So great job by everybody over there at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And 2A and 3A just getting underway right now with their second day, and they will wrap things up coming up tomorrow. All right, 3:30 here on the Gym Class. We'll take a break, get you a weather forecast, and we'll come back with our topic for this Friday. Our topic series continues, and we're going to talk about former athletes that are top-notch announcers. You like them? You don't like them? Who do you like? Who's going to be an announcer that is going to be maybe 5 years down the road? Going to be a good one. We'll talk about that when we return. It's the Gym Class here for a Friday on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine as we head through this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s, and it'll be a bit breezy. As we head into tonight, we are going to have mostly clear skies. It will be cool with temperatures dropping down into the low 40s. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and temperatures bouncing into the low 70s. As we head into Sunday, mid-70s with still clear conditions, we'll continue to stay dry and sunny and warm as we head into next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Dropkick Murphys, Fall Tour 2023. October 18th at Alliant Energy Powerhouse. With the Interrupters.
I was raised by a
and Jesse Ahern. Dropkick Murphys. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
Hey, at least we're still enjoying baseball on a Saturday night, right?
Even if it is T-ball.
Go, Timmy!
Yeah, but tickets to the majors are just so expensive now. And who knows, maybe we're seeing a pro in the making.
Sure, in like 20 years.
How is he safe?
Boo! This ump stinks!
The ump is only 14. We don't really do that.
Oh, my bad. You're doing a great job, ump.
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice. So save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We welcome you back at 3:34 here in the Gym Class at KGYM for a Friday. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Scott, Mark, Ryan on the other side of the glass here today, taking you through a Friday. And good news, Mark, for the Iowa softball team before we get into the topic.
Yeah, the Hawks defeated South Dakota State 6-3, and they are on to championship Saturday at the National Invitation Softball Tournament.
Sorry to our friend Jake.
Yeah.
South Dakota State alum. Most everybody is happy.
There's a few around.
There are. Oh, there are a lot of jackrabbits around. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. Our Friday topic for this week, we are going to talk about announcers. Guys in the booth. The former jocks. The jockocracy, as Howard Cosell used to call it, Mark. I know that's a somewhat poor Howard Cosell impression, but
somewhat.
That used to bug Howard. It bugged a lot of people, but you know what? It is a part of the sports broadcasting lexicon now. Former athletes now in the booth, whatever sport it may be. Who are some of the best? What do you think? 319-366-1600. Who are going to be a future broadcasters that are athletes right now? You want to throw that out there, 319-366-1600. And there are quite a few. I mean, they're everywhere. Everywhere, as we know, Mark. And it's just I think it's a part of society now as far as sports broadcasting is concerned. You're going to have, and it used to be in the past that it was just, okay, your color guy is going to be, you know, a former athlete, former player, former football player for football, et cetera, et cetera. But now they're getting into a lot of play-by-play jobs, former athletes are. We're seeing that more and more nowadays.
Does it go back to Pat Summerall as a former player?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I would agree.
Maybe further back, I don't know. But Summerall, certainly.
Mm-hmm. He was there, and we got some suggestions coming in. Let's start with Matt in Cedar Rapids. Thank you, Matt. Says Rick Monday is really good on Dodger Radio. I would agree with that. Rick Monday is good at whatever Rick Monday does, man. From playing, of course, saving the American flag in the outfield way back in the day. A lot of people still remember that. But, yeah, Rick Monday, former player for the Dodgers, now in the broadcast booth for Los Angeles.
9437 throws out the name Merlin Olsen. Great defensive player in the NFL.
Utah State.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good in the booth.
He was the gentle giant, was Merlin Olsen. Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen would always do the number one game on NBC when they had the AFC games on their air.
Mm-hmm.
Always saw that. Also, Matt Fairfax really likes John Smoltz in the booth.
I do too.
I would third that. I think John Smoltz does a tremendous job. Now the number one guy, basically, as far as Fox Sports and their broadcast of baseball is concerned. And why not? Does a tremendous, tremendous job. We asked you for future folks. 8636 has one. Draymond Green. Mm. I hope you get a 7-second delay for that one. But, yeah, Draymond going to tell it like it is? More than likely.
Is Brady going to be any good if he goes that direction? I think so.
We're going to find out next year with Tom.
Apparently.
With Tom Brady. We'll see. But thank you, 8636, for that. 6429, and this was going to be one that I was going to throw out there as far as the baseball broadcast booth is concerned. Because people know him in a big way due to the fact that he has been on both sides of Chicago calling baseball, but Steve Stone, and as 6429 says, so many of us got our baseball education from listening to Stoney.
Not opposed.
You like Steve Stone?
I'm not opposed. He's with the White Sox now, okay?
I think he and Benetti are a really good tandem.
Yeah, I do too.
In the booth. Jason Benetti is really good. Really good. Going more national now. And does Big Ten Network. He's all over the place. Justin asked, does Peyton Manning count? Yes and no, but Peyton Manning is going to have a gig sooner than later. And I think Peyton Manning, as far as future sportscasters are concerned, is going to be off the chart good. I think he's going to be off the charts good. He's got that sense of humor. He's got a dry sense of humor. He can come up with something at a moment's notice, at the bat of an eye. He's going to be amazing.
I think you can count him because he and Eli are on that alternative broadcast, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think you can count on it. 0189, and I've never heard them. I've heard them with snippets on YouTube and other places. They say Pee-wee Reese and Dizzy Dean. Now, Dizzy Dean was kind of beloved because he kind of tripped over himself many times. He slid into third. Probably wouldn't get away with that now. But back in the day, people liked it.
A lot of other suggestions out there. 8636 believes George Kittle would be great. And Jeff nominates Tony Romo.
When Tony came up, I thought he was fabulous. Still does a good job. Sometimes Tony's got to remember that Jim Nance is the guy.
Another former athlete.
Yes, Jim Nance was a golfer. University of Houston. Teammate of?
Freddie Couples.
The great Boom Boom Freddie Couples. University of Houston. You are correct on that. Romo does tend to kind of hog the mic a little bit.
Who's better, Romo or Aikman?
Romo. I am not a Troy Aikman fan. I think he did better last year. I will say that because I think Aikman got away from the Cowboys, and I think he needed that. Doing Monday Night Football, does not see the Cowboys very often. Fox had Buck and Aikman doing the Cowboys, more often than not. And Aikman, you could tell, was rooting for the Cowboys. And that is one thing you cannot do in the world of broadcasting.
One of my favorites, and there's a lot of guys in baseball, but Jim Cott.
Yep.
I remember, and I think you will too, we ran into Bruce Kim at the golf course.
Yes, we did.
A few years ago. And I don't know why, but I brought up Jim Cott, and Bruce went on and on and on with stories about Jim Cott. And I think they coached together at one time. I don't remember where, but
oh boy.
Bruce had a lot of stories about Jim Cott, and I think Cott, he's getting up there in age and doesn't do a lot of work anymore, but very knowledgeable and has a great number of stories.
319-366-1600. As the text coming in here, fast and furious. Justin says, years from now, and I would like to emphasize that, years from now, Patrick Mahomes. Let's face it, quarterbacks have a leg up, Mark, as far as football announcer careers are concerned. Quarterback is the glamour position. As 8169 points out, Joe Namath. Yeah, don't ask Susie Culber about that. But
Don Meredith.
Dandy Don. I loved Dandy Don. You know what? The ABC booth, the most fun booth ever in sports broadcasting, was the heyday booth of Gifford, Meredith, and Cosell. You had it all. That was, to me, the ultimate. It's never going to be beaten. You had, and Frank Gifford, former quarterback for the New York Giants, by the way, he was maybe along with Pat Summerall, the two earliest play-by-play guys who were former athletes. That was very rare back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare back in the day.
Anne weighing in on the text line. Caitlin Clark would be a great commentator for women's sports.
After a long and successful career, I would agree with you. Merlin Olsen was also great on Little House on the Prairie, says Matt. I could see Steve Kerr going back to the booth whenever Curry retires and he gets fired. Oh, man. Chris Collinsworth is the best, says 9843.
Now I'm going to put Collinsworth in a category of acquired taste, along with Bill Walton, Tim McCarver, and Charles Barkley. I think that's your acquired taste wing of this particular topic. My opinion, but I like Walton in small doses. McCarver was, it was kind of hard to listen to it at times. And Charles Barkley has his moments, but then he goes off the rails.
I think Barkley's better in the studio. That's me. 319-366-1600 as we're talking about former athletes now in the broadcast booth. Who are good ones? Who are going to be future announcers that are playing right now? 97-82, if there is a best baseball booth of all time, Mark, it would consist of these two guys, and they are both former players, and they took turns at play-by-play back in the day. But there was nothing better than the NBC Game of the Week with Joe Garagiola and Tony Kubek. Nothing was better than
that. It was good.
They were both former ball players. Now, Kubek, a little bit more decorated than Joe Garagiola was.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody has said Bob Uecker yet.
Maybe it's a given. I don't know.
Bob Uecker. I think Uecker does a tremendous job. Spencer, we are not just saying that because we know you're listening in there, and he does the games for the Milwaukee Brewers. Bob Uecker is a national treasure. National treasure. Dan Fouts is 5594 and also says Tony Romo is great. Can't wait for Aaron Rodgers to get into the booth. Not, says 2401. Oh, man.
You can speak to this 2373 in the NASCAR realm. Former drivers pick a Waltrip, any Waltrip.
Yeah, Michael, yeah, okay. I mean, Darryl might have been one of those guys that was an acquired taste. You either loved him or you hated him. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
I think Boyer's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. 319-366-1600 here in the gym class as we go through our Friday topic here. Couple more. John Madden. Now, Madden was not a famous player. He was a famous coach. He played the game. But, yeah, I mean, Madden was America's guy. I'm glad that they got the documentary out on Madden. I mean, that was, what, 24, 48 hours ahead of his untimely passing. But it was great to see behind the scenes as far as Madden is concerned. Keith Jackson, Suzanne, was by far one of the best. I know Keith played sports. He wasn't a professional athlete, but very, very good.
Thoughts on Shaq from 5594? I can take him or leave him.
Yeah, he's okay. He's fine. Reggie Miller during the tournament time.
I agree.
I think he does a good job. Jimmy Palmer, Don Drysdale, also very good, says Matt in Cedar Rapids. Thank you for that. 319-366-1600, and we've got Jerry on the phone weighing in here at 3:48 on a Friday afternoon. Jerry, how you doing on this Friday?
Doing well. Grew up listening to Dizzy Dean on the radio, the former Cardinals great.
Tell us a little bit about Dizzy Dean, because we had somebody comment on that earlier. He was definitely one of those acquired tastes. He didn't have the gift of gab, did he?
He was fun to listen to.
He slid into third. That's awesome. Great memories right there. Thanks, Jerry, for the call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, 319-366-1600. So we talk about great athletes, or even so-so athletes that became very good broadcasters.
I'm going to put out a couple names. The Rising Star category, the Rising Star wing of announcing, okay. Former athletes. Greg Olsen,
okay.
In the NFL. I think he's really good. And Robbie Hummel of the Big Ten Network.
I love Robbie Hummel. I think he does a tremendous job.
He does a great job. He kind of sounds like Jay Billis. Another former athlete.
True.
But Robbie Hummel, I think, is really, really good.
71-48. Frank Gifford, it's not over until it's over the under. 28-46 with another good booth. The CBS booth back in the days. You remember these guys a lot because of the fact that, you know, they did a lot of Bears games. Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire,
mm-hmm.
both former players. Tom Brookshire, that was an interesting booth because there may have been some beverages flowing in that one. let's just keep it at that. Don't forget about Eddie Podolak, says 86-83 on the Hawkeye games, on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Former Kansas City Chief and Iowa Hawkeye is there. How do we leave out Clark Kellogg?
Didn't intend to.
I think Clark does a really good job in the studio. I think he's better in the studio than he is on the air, but he is very articulate and I think does a tremendous job. Yes. When it comes to this topic, 1907 adds, Madden is the GOAT. I love how he took a bus everywhere across America, never flew in a plane, made personal relationships with all these different places and restaurants along the way.
I was going to bring up golfers, and 1255 has brought up Nick Faldo, who has stepped away from the booth for the time being. But a couple other guys who I like in golf, David Faraday, who has gone to the LIV Tour to work there.
Which is really weird to watch, by the way.
Yeah, it is. And Lanny Watkins, I think, does a great job on the Champions Tour.
Now, Lanny got the boot, though, from CBS when he was doing the regular tour. People did not like Lanny Watkins. How about Johnny Miller?
No.
Johnny Miller was, across the board, hated. Hated by the PGA Tour players. Because he told it like it was. If you hit a rotten shot, he will say, you hit a rotten shot.
Nerves, Roger.
Nerves.
Nerves,
they've
Roger.
Got nerves. How about Maltby? Guys on the course like that?
Yeah.
Roger Maltby, God bless him, was really good at that. Now, Roger.
Didn't know where the ball went.
Roger had no idea where the ball. Way too many late nights for Roger Maltby back in the 60s and 70s. One of my favorite Roger. I can't see it. Nope, there it is. I think it's going to miss the green, and it ends up 3 feet. That was one of my favorite Roger Maltby moments of all time. All right, 3:53, quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up on our Friday topic after this here on KGYM.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Keep your home's landscape protected with Mezzina's Animal Stopper Repellent Sprays. They're liquid repellents for preventing animals, pests, and rodents from rummaging through your landscaping or garden. Right now, get a 32-ounce, ready-to-use bottle of repellent spray for only $7.99 after 11% off. Good through May 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course.
It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof, and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keegan Bradley singing another 15-footer for par. Corey Connors still your leader in the PGA Championship at 6-under par. He's going to have a one-shot lead over Victor Hovland, who has about 12 inches for a birdie at 14. They are on top right now at Oak Hill as the light rain continues to fall. We've had a great time with the topics. Thank you very much. 8683 weighing in. Just imagine John Daly doing golf.
Yeah.
He'd be drunk before the first group off the first tee.
That might be fun.
I think it would be fun. Daly is a tremendous guy. I got to talk to him a couple times at the Zach Johnson Foundation outings, and man, just really, really colorful indeed. Thank you very much for all this. And I think what we're going to see as well coming up, Mark, and people have said Caitlin Clark, among others, I think one thing we're going to see is the revolution of women as far as in the broadcast booth is concerned. We see them now on the sidelines quite a bit, wherever the case may be. And I think the next revolution as far as sports play-by-play broadcasting and booths are concerned, I think we're going to see more females in the booth.
Yeah, I think someone like Doris Burke, I think, has done either play-by-play yes. or commentary, but she's being seen on the sidelines quite a bit. And, you know, I don't know about Holly Rowe and others, but you and I were talking during the break about somebody like Mary Carrillo. You don't see a whole lot of her except in the Olympics. She did a really good job in tennis, but, yeah, that'll be interesting to see with women.
Yeah. Thanks for all the interaction. We do appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend. Get out and enjoy it. PGA Championship. We'll have the third and fourth rounds right here on KGYM for you coming up this weekend as the Wanamaker Trophy will be lifted by someone. 29-pounder on Sunday at Oak Hill. Looking forward to NASCAR as well. The All-Star Race from North Wilkesboro for the first time in 27 years. We've got NBA basketball, subject of our poll question to KGYMradio.com as well. And Heat and the Celtics. Will the Heat pull off another upset tonight? Mm. Thanks to our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We've got that for you tonight at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:35 with the tip-off, with Miami leading 1-0. Have a great weekend, Mark. Talk to you Monday.
I will. We'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is